With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. An estimated 6,000 Montanans and others spent their lunch hour with Dr. Anthony Fauci today. Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease specialist, headlined a noontime online lecture Wednesday hosted by the University of Montana's Maureen and Mike Mansfield Center. Edward O'Brien has this report.
Fauci says people are fascinated with worst-case scenarios.
People have always asked me, what is your worst nightmare as an infectious disease scientist and public health official?
Turns out his long-standing nightmare sounds a lot like COVID-19, a new, easily transmissible respiratory-borne pathogen with a relatively high degree of morbidity and mortality. So far, it's killed over 1,300 Montanans, 480,000 Americans, and globally claimed more than 2 million lives.
This is really beyond what I imagined.
But Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, describes the 11-month development cycle of COVID-19 vaccines as, quote, beyond unprecedented, end quote. He adds the vaccines are proven safe and effective by independent scientists. During a question and answer segment, he was asked about vaccine skeptics. Kaylee Kronsberger is studying human biological science at the University of Montana. Kronsberger says she's shadowed physicians in her hometown of Eureka and has noticed reluctance from some patients to provide their families with even routine vaccinations.
With this distrust in years of science and research, how do you expect rural physicians approach the idea of vaccinating the public with a new vaccine? And how do you recommend healthcare professionals convey the importance of this vaccine when people still refuse to do things like wear masks or socially distance?
Fauci urged doctors to respect that hesitancy, listen to patient concerns, then explain the science and safety built into this new generation of vaccines.
And that hopefully you'll win over at least a portion of the people who have hesitancy about vaccinations.
But Shelley Fiant, chairwoman of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, pointed out some Native Americans fundamentally don't trust the federal government.
What is your response to our tribal community members who ask us, how do you expect us to trust a vaccine being sent by the federal government, which has systematically decimated our people, experimented on our people, sterilized our mothers, and underfund our only healthcare system?
Fauci acknowledged the criticisms are legitimate. However, he says thanks to modern institutional review, data, and safety monitoring boards, unethical treatment now would be, quote, impossible to do, end quote.
It would be doubly tragic if, on the one hand, you suffered disproportionately from the outbreak, but on the other hand, you do not allow yourself the advantage of the one intervention that we know absolutely is life-saving.
Fauci says the world was unprepared when the pandemic erupted early last year.
And hopefully the big lesson in this is that we will now have a global health security network, as we call it, where the interactions, communication, and collaboration among nations would be such that as soon as something emerges, we'll be able to communicate with each other about it as quickly as we possibly can.
He also calls for more investment in the kind of research that led to the development of the COVID vaccines. Fauci described those vaccines as the light at the end of the tunnel. He estimates that when 70 to 85% of the country is vaccinated, that could lead to herd immunity. Fauci predicts that could begin to lead us to what he terms a significant degree of normality, possibly by mid to late fall.
That doesn't mean it's going to be exactly the way it was before. It may mean that we still, under certain circumstances, would have to wear a mask. I mean, we might get back to activities that we don't do now, like being in restaurants, maybe not at full capacity, going to the theater, going to a movie,
or comfortably going back to school. The one wild card, the emergence of COVID variants, which could possibly elude the protections afforded by the new vaccines. But he says scientists are hard at work preparing vaccine formulations specifically designed to target potential COVID variants. Fauci says there are no hard and fast answers. There are factors, he says, we simply don't have control over. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
This is MTPR.